SBS Radio.
Kasama natin si Nino Luna at si John Yu mula sa koponan o team ng Old School, ang champion ng Premier Division. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Magandang araw din, Annalyn.
Yes, at nandito tayo ngayon sa Mount Druitt Stadium kung saan naglalaro ang mga ibang teams. Pero few weeks ago or a couple of weeks ago, kayo ang nag-champion nga sa ginanap na Filipino Basketball Tournament sa bahagi ng DY. Congratulations!
Salamat po, salamat. Thank you.
Ito, sabi mo ninyo ang back-to-back na pagkapanalo ninyo, no? Dahil kayo last year ang nanalo.
Apo, kami po yung nanalo rin last year. We had a different lineup, pero we still had our main players. Again, we tried to join this season and then we're lucky enough and blessed enough to actually win the championship again, the highest division.
Alam natin, may 5 players pag naglalaro, pero how many are you in the team?
Well, sa team po namin, we had a 12 players na lineup po. But at the end, we only had like 10 who played the whole day. So we just had to make sure na we played as a team. Tapos we played smart kasi nga we have to conserve our energy pa naglalaro para makalast kami hanggang sa pinaka-final game ng na araw.
Anong position mo?
I'm actually the coach and a point guard. So, but the whole day, I just end up coaching. But I did play one game. But for me, it's more as a coach na lang ng team.
Si John, what's your position?
Yung position ko ay parang small forward tapos power forward.
Small ka pa niya? Ang tangkad mo. What's your height?
6'2".
6'2", small pa. Ang basketball sa Pilipinas, kahit sa ang kanto may court, dito sa Australia, in particular sa Sydney, very limited yung mga courts or basketball courts. Para sa mga Filipino, gaya sa koponan ninyo or sa team ninyo, how do you really practice for any game?
For any games, kasi normally we do have just social games. Kasi I know for a fact yung lahat ng mga players ko is they play on different places, different social games, even yung mga different comps. I think the best thing about us is we kept playing every now and then, at least maybe once or twice every week. Just to keep ourselves fit naman pa naglalaro. Pero at the end of the day, when we group together as a team, I think the best thing about us is we just play our role. And it's easier for us to play as a team.
John, were you part of last year's winning team?
Unfortunately, no. But I was part of this year's the championship team for the Filipino Cup.
Sa Pilipinas ba naglalaro ka na o dito ka lumaki?
It was like half-half. Kasi I came here mga 2007. Tapos I went back sa Cebu. Naglaro ako sa Ateneo. Tapos pag-graduate ko ng high school, bumalik ako dito. That's why I'm lucky as well that the old school team is here para makalaro pa ako ng basketball. Yeah.
Ninyo sa mga dating nakasama na sa team ninyo at saka yung mga bagong ninyong members, mahirap ba to really continue on playing basketball? Kasi nga, sabi ko kanina, limited yung venues to really play and practice.
Well, as far as I can see, in general, as a Filipino kasi, we always find a way to play basketball, whether it's indoor or outdoor. Tapos, since marami na kaming group dito, we always ask around. And I think one of the best things that we have here in Western Sydney is, we have like a group now called Western Sydney Basketball Group, which is lahat ng mga schedule sa buong week, pinopost ng mga iba-ibang group, and then we are aware na may social game from Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. So we just pick kung ano yung mas good schedule namin and we always find a way to actually play, which is the best part about Filipinos. Very passionate na maglaro po.
John, bukod sa paglalaro for the, sabi nga, Filipino socials at syempre sa Filipino community ng basketball, do you really aim or see yourself to play outside of the Filipino community?
Well, the thing is here in Australia, or just, basketball isn't really parang it's not a big thing. So yung mga social games, I think yung mga Filipinos lang yung the people that have social games. So we can't really say na we can play with like yung mga Australians or ibang mga nationality kasi yeah, as Nino said, it's just the Western Sydney tapos yung nandito it's basically mga Filipinos. So yeah.
But for yourself, do you see yourself playing professionally sa basketball kaya?
Well, I'm trying to get back into it kasi I just came back from Philippines as well. So maybe I can say that yung, you know, they have the thing called the New South Wales basketball, which is yung competitive basketball sa New South Wales. So it's like parang ibang each suburb my team sila. They represent the team. So maybe one day, you know, if I still keep playing and then training, baka I can get up to that level and then still play maybe higher.
Ninyo, ilang taon ka na naglalaro ng basketball dito sa Sydney?
Sa Sydney, I actually arrived in 2015. So since then, naglaro na ako na. And again, with old school team, I started the team from one team. And just to share na rin, we actually have 17 championship na since we started. And we now have at least 40 to 50 players who played for the team. I think the best thing about old school is we respect each other. We play as a team. There's no star player. I always put that in their heads that no, everyone is a star player. So that's why a lot of people want to play with us because they enjoy the teamwork, and then we always respect each other. So yeah.
Why old school?
I actually started old school since I was in Singapore in 2009, and I just felt I needed a name na parang na playing basketball pero andun pa rin yung old style, and then everyone saying, oh, old school ano yan, player yan. So I just think na kasi like ako in my age medyo matanda na rin, so parang fit na fit yung attitude ko pati yung playing basketball. So I thought old school is a good name, and then everyone actually kind of pick it up, and then naging na ano rin, nagustuhan din nila.
John, para sa'yo, ano yung very interesting at very thing about basketball that Filipinos continue to play it kahit saan man sila sa mundo, kahit wala sila sa Pilipinas?
For me, I just play basketball kasi parang it clears my mind. It's just, you know, since I was a kid, I've always loved basketball. You know, just shooting the ball, it just makes me parang, makes me relax. It clears my mind. Tapos parang if I have like too much on my mind, you know, I just pick up a ball and start playing basketball.
It's actually a good therapy then for a lot of people. Yeah. Sometimes it also stays away from mga bad things. Yeah. And then sometimes people, when like for me, if I'm frustrated at home, sometimes basketball ko na lang to. So mawawala. Which is, I'm pretty confident that lahat ng mga tao ganun din, yung mga mahilig sa sports. Because it actually helps you to clear your mind, like what John said. So yeah, it's a good thing for us.
Nasabi niyo yung to clear your mind and to relax, ano? Pero aside from the physical, ano pa sa tingin niyo yung benefit of playing basketball?
100% yung being parang nag-exercise ka. You become physically fit, you keep going, it also inspire you to be competitive at the same time. So maraming benefits ng basketball in terms of meeting a lot of people, even if networking people as well. You know, sometimes when I'm pretty sure as well na may mga bagong Pilipino pag nag-basketball, unang gahanapin nila basketball kasi gusto nila makakita ng mga new Filipinos na makikilala, great new friends. So which is one of the reasons I think that we play a lot of ball.
You have anything to add?
Oh yeah, so for me, basketball here, you know, it was also a good thing for me kasi pag I came back from Philippines, I didn't have anyone, but pag, you know, when I went, like, met Nino, he gave me a chance to play, meet new people. You know, the friendship that I've built with the old school teammates, it's very, it was very good, you know.
At nakita ko ninyo na hindi lang mga players yung nandito sa stadium, ano. I think each player brings their family or friends. Sa tingin mo ba nakakatulong din ito to really bring the community together?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. Like what every country or every state na pag may basketball talaga, parang it's like you're in the Philippines pa rin. You know, that's one of the reasons why sometimes Filipino want to be together. And basketball in Sydney and New South Wales is one of the best part to get everyone together. Not just meeting friends, you can bring your family, you can even buy normal foods. Sometimes we got a stall here, which is from Wilson, sells barbecue. And then, like I said, it's the best place for us to get together for all Filipinos. Plus, since in Western Sydney, after ng game, punta ka lang Ruti Hill, Mount Druitt, there's a lot of restaurants here na pwede kang kumain. So again, hindi mo mimimiss ng Pilipinas pag nandito ka. Which sometimes we actually do a lot, pero sometimes ito na yung ano namin, yung guide namin, parang okay lang, dito naman tayo. Parang Pilipinas lang din.
narinig ko kanina kakatapos ng game, malakas pa rin ang kantsawan kahit na friendly game siya, di ba? Does it help pag naglalaro, John?
Yeah, I mean, you've always got to have fun, enjoy the game, you know? So sometimes if it's too serious, baka, you know, they're going to start a fight. So it's a good thing that, you know, make you joke around sometimes. Yeah. But it's not too physical too sometimes. Too serious, you know. Yeah.
Sa mga nakikinig sa atin na gustong makipaglaro at syempre humanap ng sarili nilang team o bumuo ng sarili nilang team, is it possible to join the Western Sydney group?
I think, yes, you can. I think it's called Western Basketball, Sydney Basketball Group. You can Google that on Facebook and then you will see there's a lot of different schedules na pinapakita ko saan ka pwede maglaro, whether it's from, even in Marrickville, meron din sila, even in the north side, even in Parramatta or here at Rudy Hill, Emerton or Blacktown. So there's a lot of places. I think this is one of the best thing you can do if you're a basketball player or you love basketball, especially in Sydney, and that's the first point of contact you have to take. So at least marami kang options if you really want to play.
Para sa mga gusto sumali sa old school?
For me, I always recommend if you want to play for old school, I definitely would welcome you. Just to let you know, we are growing as a team. We now have actually 3 to 4 teams who's playing for old school in different divisions. It doesn't matter if you're 15 to 50 year old. I always welcome people who wants to play with the team. So yun po ang ma-offer ko. If you guys want to join, feel free to hook me up. My Facebook is Nino Luna. And I got a group called Old School Young Bloods group. So you can also add yourself there. And then if you want to join, feel free to message me.
At hindi lang limited sa old school.
No, it's open to everyone po. Anyone na gusto maglaro po.
John, last na lang siguro to for you. If you have to choose another sport, or if you have to choose a sport, will it still be basketball?
Yeah, I think so. Kasi ever since I was a kid, I grew up sa Philippines. So parang yung sport yung nasa Philippines is just basketball. You know, it's either maybe basketball or volleyball. So yeah, mas nahilig. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
How about you, Nino? I saw you have kids. Are they playing basketball?
Yes, one of my son, Sean, he actually plays for Reps, Blacktown Storm. So he's under 12s. He actually plays today as well. And he also plays at Hills. Yeah, he's a new team. So again, encourage ko ng mga parents to really be involved with Filipino community, especially sports. It gives you more time to spend time with your kids as well and also be more active within the community. Para hindi niya mamimiss ang Pilipinas if you actually do. So yeah.
Thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you very much also, Annalyn.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.